In the summer of 2002, a boy named Omar Khadr, just 15 years old, allegedly flung a grenade at American forces in Afghanistan. The blast killed a Special Forces medic. The boy was captured and sent to Guantanamo Bay. He's the youngest detainee there and may soon face a military tribunal. Omar Khadr is a Canadian citizen. He was enlisted by his family to fight for Osama bin Laden. Human rights advocates are calling for Khadr to be repatriated to Canada, and they argue that he was indoctrinated and should be rehabilitated rather than prosecuted. Peter Finn is a national security reporter with the Washington Post, and he's been following this story. He says the U.S. military claims Khadr was holed up in a compound assembling bombs to use against American forces.
Their compound was surrounded. This was in eastern Afghanistan. They were given an opportunity to come out. Two Afghan soldiers approached the compound. One was killed. Subsequently, there was a pretty intense firefight. U.S. forces called in aerial power. The compound was bombed. Subsequent to that, as U.S. forces approached the rubble, a grenade was thrown. A U.S. Special Forces medic was killed. Part of what will be in dispute at the trial is who threw this grenade, who was responsible for this soldier's death. Obviously, his attorneys do not accept that version of events that has him throwing the grenade.
Now, I imagine what makes this so complex, human rights advocates and Khadr's lawyers are arguing this was a child soldier. This was a boy, 15 years old, who was pressed into military service against his will. He was indoctrinated. Are there any rules? I mean, are there any international rules governing prosecution of child soldiers?
Well, there's international practice, which they cite. It's worth pointing out first that the military court has ruled on this in an earlier iteration of the case against Khadr and found that they could prosecute him and that there was no bar to prosecuting him under U.S. military law. In terms of international practice, there is no bar, as I understand it, to prosecuting someone who's 15 years of age. And the International Tribunal for Sierra Leone allowed the prosecution of 15 and up. The prosecutor in that case, who was American, decided not to prosecute anyone under the age of 18.
And you actually interviewed him, David Crane.
Yes.
And did you ask him why he didn't do that?
He believes that 15-year-olds are not capable of the evil deed, as he called it, and therefore should be rehabilitated rather than prosecuted. And rehabilitation is part of what has happened with these international tribunals and child soldiers in various parts of Africa.
So the U.S. government would not or will not consider Khadr as a quote-unquote child soldier?
They believe he can be prosecuted, that he's responsible for what he did as they see it, and that there is no bar on them going forward. And they cite both international law as distinct from practice and the fact that, according to them, and they've cited it in some of their papers, the U.S. and Britain prosecuted Nazi minors in military tribunals after World War II.
Peter Finn, many human rights groups are calling for the repatriation of this boy, Omar Khadr, to Canada. What is the Canadian government's position on all this?
The Canadian government, the current government, has taken the position that the process in the military commission should be allowed to play out, and they have not pushed for his repatriation. In fact, recently, the Canadian Supreme Court ruled that they would not compel the Canadian government to seek his repatriation. And this government in Canada seems uninterested in bringing him back.
And it seems as if the Canadian public seems uninterested as well. And I guess this all sort of stems from a documentary that was made several years ago. Khadr's mother and sister expressed support for the September 11th attacks.
I think a lot of people would acknowledge, perhaps his attorneys and others only privately, but he has suffered because of the image of his family in Canada. The Canadian public are quite hostile to his family, and as a result of that have not been very sympathetic to the issues his lawyers have attempted to raise on his behalf.
And they're called the first family of terrorism in Canada.
By some, yes.
If this military tribunal goes through, it will be the first one conducted under the Obama administration. Is that right?
Yes.
So does it
the first full trial? Other proceedings, pre-trial hearings going on now,
and it's expected to begin in sometime in late July. Does it? I mean, you have been back and forth to Guantanamo over the past few years. Does this one seem likely to begin? Likely to happen?
Well, I'm loath to say anything with regard to Guantanamo is certain. It's on schedule to happen. It may happen, but you can never rule out that there's some diplomatic accord between the U.S. and Canada that something delays the trial. Trials have been delayed there repeatedly. But it is scheduled to be the first full trial under Obama.
That's Peter Finn. He's a national security reporter for The Washington Post. Peter Finn, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.